welcome back to Snack Talk 5280.
Wait.
Hold on. This person's trying to escape from the basement. I said,
you watching over Steven's basement for him or what?
I started a little venture of my own called You're Never Gonna Get the Fuck Out of Here.
It's been quite a while. So for those of you that stuck with us for the past like month, thank you. We have been working on a lot of big things and brainstorming and doing all those ideas. We've also been very busy at work, so it's been hard to get going. Unfortunately, Mason's not on this one tonight. He's going to be working late.
If all of you bitches didn't need to move so much, everyone should stay where they're
agreed.
At.
Agreed. Just don't fucking move
anymore.
You're
doing good.
You keep Steven busy, you know, and we don't like that.
Nobody does, Trey. Nobody does.
I think the saying goes, busy hands are the devil's hands.
That's not what she said.
Every time my hands stop working, I just start jerking something.
All right, Antonio Brown. All right, just calm down over there.
Hey, man. Have some respect for the man, okay? Not everyone does football.
Right. He needs a new special.
Do you even know?
Is that the frostbite?
Yeah. Do you even know the kind of person it takes to be a sex worker in 2019?
Steven?
Put some respect on their names.
Fans only account? What?
OnlyFans.me/Steven DeOrio.
Pay for my rent.
Premium account.
What's fucked up is it probably would pay for your rent.
It does. Steven? It does. I know. I know people that do it, and they're like,
"I'm sure you do."
Why have I ever? Me?
Yeah,
dude. So don't judge me for this, but there's an avenue that I have recently found. I'm not saying I enjoy it or that I participate. I've just found it.
Blowjobs for crack.
Where people. Go to the store, buy underwear, put them on, wear them for a day.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day, they take them off, they wrap them up, and they sell them.
Yes.
But apparently it's illegal to send underwear in the mail. What? So, like...
What happens if, your grandma fucking crocheted
it's bodily
a nice
fluids.
Fucking pair of underwear for you, and she got busted?
Yeah, but it's body fluids.
Yeah. I saw that bitch what are you talking sold about? Her bath water, and some dude drank it, and then he got really
sick. Dude, a lot. Dude, a lot of people... fucking bought that chick.
It's you did?
Like dirty ass water.
Did you?
No, dude. She looks like a weeaboo. Like, I'm all set on that.
Do you think she ran out of bath water and she had to take a second a secondary bath?
Did that one land a little late? That joke.
Well, you know, as you guys know that Washington Redskins photo I sent you?
Yeah.
That logo evolves into it fucking another version of the of the logo. Which reminds me, if anybody listening feels like it, or if you're artistic, not autistic, Trey, artistic,
whoa.
What you can do, okay, is submit your stuff so we can pick a new fucking, not intro.
Logo?
Logo. Because I was looking at our logo, and it looks like kind of like the new stadium logo.
Oh, fuck. It kind of does, doesn't it? Oh, whatever. We had it first.
Well, what pisses me off is... It's why the fuck are they Patriots colors?
Yeah, because they think they're
are
fucking
they? I
cool.
thought it was orange in there.
It's red, white, and blue with the orange mountains. The orange mountains quite our logo, but...
Woo.
But anyways, submit your stuff.
We're going full don't take every... on the show now, so...
Don't take everything I say seriously, but that last bit was...
Serious. Serial.
Yeah.
Super serial.
As serious as the Holocaust.
We all immediately laugh.
Let's go back 80 years and see how good that joke went.
Anyways, Trey, what me and Steven were talking about prior to your conception was...
Before Christ, is what you're saying?
No, we were having sex to produce Trey.
Yeah.
Adam and Eve over there.
Or Adam.
Frank and Steve, okay?
This is 2019,
yeah,
right?
It's Frank and Steve.
Steven and I were telling our best stories of when gay dudes came on to us.
Like, came on
what
you?
What an icebreaker. Like,
bad.
Yeah. No, not... Yeah, yeah. Oh, I mean, I walked right into that one.
Wear a rain jacket.
Is this what it feels like, Steven?
Yeah, this is coincidentally how that started, actually.
Whoa.
Rough day. So we were... drunk. No. Yeah. Well, it depends on how you swing it. No.
Rotary.
We were talking about, like, just, like situations in which gay guys hit on us, and I feel like this is a perfect icebreaker for me gone for a month. Don't worry, people. We will detail our posts on our social media accounts later in the show on what we're planning.
You're going
to
see
do.
It because it's going to say, Steven hates fags.
Ah.
And then...
Sweet.
And Westboro, it's going to be a picture of you in a Westboro Baptist Church shirt.
Okay.
Oh, God. With the fucking unborn fetus that he's holding.
Oh, my God. I forget who said it, but they were like, with how many mass shootings we've had lately, how long is it until statistics for a group that we don't mind not being around anymore? And he was like, bear with me. Westboro Baptist Church. There's been another mass shooting. Oh, no. What happened? Oh, it was Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah.
That's a bold statement.
Anyways,
fuck all
Stephen hates facts.
Do not.
So Stephen was telling me a wonderful story of a guy who saw him across the room. Okay, if you can't see me, but right now I'm pointing at my own eyes and then
he was ready.
Pointing at someone else.
Okay.
And he goes, Stephen, what did he say?
Okay, so he was he walked up and he said, just so you know, you're number one. And I said, okay. And there was a no less than 45-second silence. And then
how weird would it be if he walks over and he's like, you're at least number three?
Well, knowing the context now, yeah. But like,
so yes!
He walks over. He's like, yes, top 20! But
I broke the top 10.
Yeah, so we're there. We're there. That's at least a wild card spot for sure.
Absolutely. But, power rankings.
Yeah. So he walks up, says that, and there's like solid silence. And then I'm like, what am I first at? And he goes, the hottest guys in this room, and like turns around and like starts to walk off. And I'm surrounded by friends in high school. So they're like, what the fuck? I'm like, I don't know. Like, should I be? I am kind of flattered. Like, thank you for that. I'm not going to reciprocate that feeling. But before I even have time to process this welling of new emotions of being admired by another man, he turns around and said, you're also the first one I'd kill afterwards, and then walks away. And so at that point, I was like, you know what? No, I'm not gay. I know
you're
I'm
questioning
not.
It before that?
Because I'm not willing to die for it. No, I wasn't questioning it. It's just, now I'm for sure.
You're like, now I know.
All the way out on it.
My penis? Yes, it's all the way out.
Yeah. Not for you.
You lean over, you're like, what a coincidence would it be if there's two serial killers here? And he'd be like, what? And you just wink at him.
Just be like, you're also number one. Wink, wink.
Open a can of peanut butter that you conveniently carry on yourselves.
Yes.
It's got like that metallic head on it. You can hear him unscrewing it.
Oh my God, right? Like, did you guys see what the CU Buffs are going to have?
Peanut butter for all
the Huskers this weekend. They're having like aluminum cups.
Really?
What?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking cool.
Why? What? I missed it.
Because fuck
I'm
Nebraska.
Still pretty upset at how everybody left the lots, though.
Dude.
Oh, whatever.
Dude, that was fucked up. That was fucked up.
It's a private property. They'll say it to you anyways. They pay people to clean it
up. Well, yeah. People are going to clean it up.
Public property.
People are going to clean it up.
If it was a park, I'd see the issue.
I just thought it was disrespectful.
I would agree. Somewhere where someone gets paid to clean it up. It is disrespectful, but... That's like going into the grocery store and start picking up messes, and you're like, oh, the poor bastard has to do this. No, nigga. He works here.
Working in the lots, though, there's every Sunday for guy, a home game, and everybody is respectful
you
enough
went to
and
college.
Takes their trash to the dumpsters that are like 50 feet away. To me, that was just fucking like, that really pissed me off.
Yeah, they're college students.
Don't
care.
Fuck all of them.
Rich people care. College students don't give a shit. They're like, who fucking cares? Someone gets paid to do this. They're lucky to have
a
job.
Like how all
that's
the
just
kids
my opinion
in
on it. Because I
are
know
like,
how
oh, we should be more environmentally conscious and all this.
Yeah,
we took a break and I turned into Steve.
Huh?
Sorry, I had to drink my beer. I was scrolling through a bunch of TikToks.
Okay. We were talking about the parking lot, and it ended with Trey saying environmentally conscious. So
how are we going to get through this one?
We're going to just jump back in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I don't know what that was
for. Oh, my God. This fucking TikTok. Hold on. I'm going to tag both of you bros. in this fucking TikTok.
Is it available to be watched by our people that are listening right now? By the way, everyone, we shocker lost capture.
We lost cat.
God damn it! Man, what's it called? It's audio. We lost audio. In here with our intro, there'll be two parts of this intro.
Did you just hit a key on a keyboard?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, bitch. What? Anyways, I have sent a recent invite of the sorts, a little come see my coochie of this fucking TikTok video. What the
fuck? I won't be able to watch it, so you guys got to describe
so
it.
All I'm going to say is, Trey, can you do me a favor? Is there any way you can get on a device and check the video that I sent that would play audio that you could pick up through your phone?
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay. Now, I'm gonna lay the scene out. Steven, do you know what TikTok is? Tell me your knowledge.
Yeah. It's kind of like the revival of Vine, correct? That's what people have sold.
It's not the revival of, because it's like, it's people who like do audio dubs of like songs, and they're like, it's fucking weird, man. Like, I can't describe it to you until, like...
Oh, I know exactly what it is. I know exactly. Never mind. Like,
you know what I mean? It's like 13-year-olds who are trying to lip-sync and catch up with a song, but they're awfully off, and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
They're, like, in measure 8, and the song's in measure, like, 64.
Yeah, and they're like, what's measure? It's... Oh. All right. There is a way that everything I'm laughing about right now, Trey can put up on his fucking page, because sometimes mental illness is funny. Sometimes it's not. Okay? But when mental illness has a phone and takes a video of itself.
Oh, I got it.
Here we go. All right. Is this the one I first tagged you in, Trey?
Yeah. Super Saiyan.
Yeah, so this guy, Trey, can you help describe
what this man looks like? He looks like Peter Pan and Robin Hood fucked in a barn.
He looks like a methed out Ethan Hawke, and I think
he does. You know what? No, I do see fucking that with a great mustache.
Oh my god! Okay, let's play.
Tell
the video
me if you can hear this way.
Погнал Макси, ну и раздо.
Oh my god.
What the fuck is that?
He was so ginger, Steven. The redness of his face didn't even change from like him screaming that long.
He has like teeth, but they're not teeth.
They look like my ex Leeds mouth, like teeth from chewing all the time. It was gross.
Oh man, isn't it weird how many people have shitty teeth? And it's 2019,
dude. It's bad.
Somebody tell me I have great teeth today, so I'm happy.
You do have great teeth, though.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, his mom worked at a dentist's office. Of course, he has great teeth. If he didn't, they'd kick him out. They'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
True. No dentist ever put braces in this mouth.
Without my permission, wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Damn it.
I got metal in my mouth.
I'll show you.
Anyways, if you had those types of teeth, would you even go in public?
To get meth, yeah.
I mean, you're up. Might as well.
I mean, you're already running. You might as well stop by.
What's fucked up is there's people out probably near my house, let's just be real, who are doing that. And one day, I hope this podcast takes us far enough that I don't have to live where people do meth. Where adults do cocaine in their own house.
Yeah. I'm praying for you.
And leave me out of it!
Like God intended it.
God damn it. Okay, there's a reason it's here. Don't get me choked up, alright?
The excitement, dude. It's like...
You love what you love,
it's
man.
Like knowing... Less than 24 hours from now, we will be watching football.
All right, dude. Okay. All right. This is a good point. This is a good point to swing into this. So, for anyone that listens or gives a shit or is worth a shit, NFL football regular season starts.
Someone goes, nope, I'm out.
See ya.
Nope, click. turns off, unsubscribed. Fuck you,
no
two dick
asshole. In a box for them.
But so the that was your Christmas what? Present. Now it's what? Over.
Damn it!
Fuck. But the NFL regular season starts tomorrow. Kicks off with the Packers Bears. So as everyone knows, I'm actually sweating this game like a lot. I'm not gonna lie. Like I'm really concerned about it.
You know what? I was talking with Trey on the phone earlier, and in not so many ways, I was telling him that I hope the Chicago Bears, how do you say, fist fuck the Green Bay Packers.
As much as I love the Pack, I just don't. I don't know how they're gonna work it. They have a lot of new pieces, and the Bears don't, and they were great last season, and I just think they're the better team right now.
I'd like to believe that Fangio was a big part of that, so thank you, Denver, for taking those away from the Bears. But at the same time, I'm also not naive enough to think that, oh, just because a defensive coordinator is gone, that the defense is now going to be like a bottom defense. I don't know. I hope so. I hope Green Bay pulls it off.
Just so you know, so you can get a little bit of statage here right now. For week one in QB Standage. Rankings, inside fantasy football and outside of fantasy football, Aaron Rodgers is ranked.
I don't know if 13. I want to talk about fantasy football.
Deshaun Watson.
I don't know if I
want to
talk about
one.
Fantasy football right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to talk about fantasy football? Let's talk about fantasy
We can talk. Hold up. Before we get into the fantasy football, because I think that whole fuckery on my part deserves an explanation. Let's finish up with like just our NFL ideas and everything and talk. But where were you? So he's 13th. Deshaun Watson was
Deshaun
first.
Watson's
you said
ranked number one quarterback right now. Aaron Rodgers is ranked 13th.
Why is Deshaun Watson so high?
I don't know. He likes getting high, dude.
No.
I mean, the top five is Deshaun Watson, Pat Mahomes, Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, Jameis Winston. But it's probably because their defenses that they're going up against this weekend.
Ah, okay. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I thought it was
who has
wrong.
Khalil Mack in our league?
Who has the Chicago defense?
Who picked the Bears defense?
I did. Yeah. Pretty fucking sure.
What a fucking setup.
I'm pretty fucking sure. Let me check. Bears! D.
Look at him go. I just want to ask Steven a question more just to tell everybody.
I feel like this is the Spanish Inquisition and none of us are Spanish.
How was that Olé. First pick for you, bud?
Okay. So I've had time to sit on it for a while, and I do not feel any better about it than I did the moment it happened. I just like to say I got shredded for that in that group chat in our fantasy league. I got absolutely torn to pieces.
Not like, even you barely got torn to pieces. I thought Zane was gonna go off on you. It'd be nice if we could get Zane on the phone right now to talk about it. But
We hit him up.
BDB.
We hit him up. We have the ability. I've been adding you guys in one at a time instead of as a group. So if someone wants to message Zane and ask,
so what you're
jump
saying,
on for a second.
And Trey, get on that. So what you're saying is indirectly, you have priorities.
Cody, you told me to invite Trey first. See, what the people listening don't understand is it took us about 45 fucking minutes to get a successful connection.
Yes, it fucking did.
It's precious.
It is precious. We have to hold it like a baby bird.
It's like that first time that you eat really good during the day.
I thought that was going to be something else.
ass.
Yeah, wow.
There was going to be ass in there somewhere.
Wow. You know what?
You're like, you're not.
Have you become
the
predictable?
Last time I've eaten your ass. No more.
No more.
Oh my God.
No longer.
No longer.
But I remember vaguely you guys telling me, and this was after the draft already happened. I was like, I'm pretty sure everyone on this podcast had told me multiple times, do not fucking pick a quarterback first overall. So, listeners, I chose Aaron Rodgers in the first round. And the thing was, is it was a heavy debate in my head because I had him and Davante Adams.
You should have taken Davante Adams, my dude.
I think someone took him literally right before. Like it was a couple picks before. I guarantee that.
You might be right.
So
you might be right.
I didn't check my queue. And then after that, I was like, well, you know what? There's no one else better. And I clicked him. And then the second I did that, I was like, or you could have picked someone better.
Yeah, but
I was like, well, shit.
It could be worse. I mean, the loser of this year's league, Trey, I think you agree, has to get fucked in the ass with the paddle.
I was going to say had to go through the one nut experience. Like, we'll just chop it off and have a good old time.
Oh, my God, I quit.
You can't know.
You're in now,
like,
buddy.
Like the fucking BME Pain Olympics. Yeah. Do we all remember what that was?
Yeah. Terrible times.
Yeah.
So You're welcome.
Isn't that fucked up? Do you think kids – I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you think kids nowadays are doing that shit?
No. They're too soft.
Not like doing it, but we were watching it, you know? Okay. In all honesty, it was like in high school – I don't know if this happened at AOS, but it definitely happened at RV. In high school, they were like, if you get any nudes, delete them immediately. But the opposite really happened. And,
yeah.
Really? At RV, Trey, am I wrong? At RV, they like talked to us frequently about it.
I know.
No, we didn't get talked about it like at all.
All schools and even made it to California.
Me too.
I know.
I know. I could see it in my head right now.
You're like, I have it right
Is
here.
It?
It's a small little dingy bathroom. And now that I think back on it, that's so fucked up. They are underage as shit.
Dude, they sent
shit.
It to a senior, and they were barely freshmen.
Hold on.
We're going to name names.
I have
hold
questions.
On.
No, we are not.
I have lots of questions.
That's actually something I wanted to address is we are no longer naming names on this podcast
unless
we have
no
consent.
Names
because
that
is a
there
terrible
no
idea.
That, just
but,
slut.
But – So, are we talking about is that a name? Is a pet name?
Yeah.
Steven, if you don't remember this, I don't think it made its way to AOS as heavily as it did.
It was
else.
There, though. It was definitely at AOS because people had it on the football
because
team.
I wasn't popular, so I didn't get it.
What?
I didn't get known
to be popular
well,
to get
like,
this. You just had to have a phone.
It took
like,
until
wild.
You guys showed up.
and a pulse.
Yeah.
Just put it this way. Multiple principals of multiple schools
were involved. I heard about this. Holy shit. Like a claim on it?
They were
involved?
No, they were involved in taking it down.
I was about ready to be like, oh shit, we just Ian Rappaported this shit.
I just remember
but
Captain
neither of you
Purple
went to Drake, though,
pants,
right?
Tried to shut it down.
Wow. Neither of you went to Drake. Well, fuck Drake. There was this. You know what? Fuck you guys, all right?
Hate is hate forever. No, I'm just kidding.
It's all right. It makes sense. I was actually enrolled at Oberon until a week before, and I was like, nah. I'm not even kidding. I was like, I don't feel like going to Oberon. And my mom was like, tight. Just send me to drink. And it was the best decision I've ever made. There was a teacher at Drake who got kicked out of school, lost his job, obviously, and was taken to court because he kept staring down this girl's shirt one day.
I heard about this.
And, like, it kept going multiple days into, like, almost half the year. And eventually he, like, made a move to, like, aggressively, like, touch it.
Oh.
Like, you know, like, try to play it off. But, like, it was
his
weird.
Oh, I dropped my pencil down your breast. Oh.
It anymore.
Dude. Well, oh, God. Well, at the time we were like, figure, she's hot. But nowadays it's like, dude, she was like... Not even 14. You need Jesus.
You need a fucking bullet in your head. We didn't deal with that a lot. We heard about it a lot. Like I remember
what?
There's at oh sorry, I skipped like
you.
Eight
you were in band though.
Yeah. Well, no, choir, please. Choir.
Give him some motherfucking credit,
but,
dude.
Give me some respect. All right.
Yeah. I sang. I didn't. Play the tuba.
Patrick Mayonnaise is not an instrument.
Nor horseradish is not an instrument either. But no, we heard about it, but there was like one time that something similar happened at A West, and it was a girl that had, I guess, had taken a photo of something fitting inside of an orifice that is quite large. And so it got some pretty bad nicknames, and that circulated for about a year, and then it just died.
Do you
like, want to
hear?
Don't give shit.
Do you want to hear the monster of all stories that beats our story?
Okay.
So, in an undisclosed location, you guys
somewhere
know
in Aruba.
You guys know where I'm at, right? We don't have to say it, but we know what city I'm in.
Alabama.
Anywho. Yeah, right. Mexico.
Damn it, Nick Saban.
Guadalajara. someone who goes unnamed. Trey, I think you know who this person is, but I don't know. I'll text you their name. I'll tell you.
You just named me though.
You can send that in our little 3-person group chat so I can be a part of the story.
So at a basketball game, okay, I got a hold of one of their buddy's phones, and their buddy coincidentally was super into this one girl. And so he went and talked to her. He thought he got her number.
His phone.
He did not get her number.
Okay.
He got his friend's phone number.
Just with
and
her
all
name
of his
it.
Buddies were in
yeah,
on it.
Just with her name
oh,
on
no.
it.
So, over, you know, texting every couple of days, you know, getting through it. They eventually get to a point. And I think we've all gotten to this point where we're like, what do we do?
What's going on? You know, what's going to happen next?
Anyways, long story short, they convince him to take a picture of, how do I
say
this?
And I think
his Johnson
in his ass.
And weirdly, the only reason they would probably ask for that, and without even joking around, is they wanted to see it. Dude.
I don't
like,
know.
It, like
I don't know
in
if that's
the or
true.
Just between
no,
the cheeks. Are we talking like a bum
enough to do it? I think. It's not like they were like, "Yeah, dude, send me that." You know, it's just kind of like,
I know
this kid's a fucking idiot. Like, I don't know. It's just so stupid to do that.
He has some good camera skills. Give him that, dude.
Between the but no, it was like a hot dog bun kind of situation. Are we talking like straight in the
right up his
straight
he was hitchhiking.
Thumb. I thought wait
no
I thought
dog.
You said okay no we're on the same
I thought
page
it was a thumb.
No, he said hot dog. That's why I thought like if he just
not
put it between his cheeks, no harm, no foul.
It's crucial,
but if it went in,
it's crucial. Okay, the next point of the story. All right,
okay, sorry, go ahead.
They're at another basketball game. All right, they're at another one, and the other team
another
starts
one.
Chanting "hot dog."
I love high school.
Me too. Wasn't our basketball team lit? I never. Went
yeah,
on.
We did pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking great. Better than the football team. No offense to anyone that played football, but sorry, it wasn't your fault.
To Trey.
I was only
not
there.
Your fault. It was everyone
I only
else's.
Played until senior year, so you know, senior year they can go fuck themselves.
Gotcha. Anyway, but
first
another,
day senior year, fuck you guys. Man.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's fucking so funny. Well, if you think about that, like guys will do almost anything if there's like if they think they're
titties,
like talking
yeah,
to a female,
especially when
yeah,
you're
dude, like
16,
anything.
Dude, you're like tits. Yeah.
Yeah, anything.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Well, hold on.
Pretty
yeah.
hefty price tag.
That is a pretty because not only is it like you're doing the act, like there is photo evidence, and you are sending it
I
out.
I think that's
the
a little
there. So,
yeah, yeah, you're never getting that back.
No, it's gone. There's nothing stays deleted on the internet,
especially at that period. I don't know about you, but every time I got one of those when I was that age, I was like, "Look, everyone I know."
How many dudes?
What
hot dog asses are you getting?
I mean,
oh,
not to that degree. I'm talking.
Oh,
about,
you're talking about like feet.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cody's like, "Hey, man,
I never got
this
those.
New picture I got."
Dude, it's a great icebreaker.
Yeah. Look at this dude's docking skills.
You want to see some weird shit,
dude? Whenever I
let me show you some.
Whenever
weird shit.
I
Come
think
on.
About that, Cody, I think about a certain person that I met with you at Ishtar, and the first time I ever. Like had
explain to them what Ishtar
well,
is.
Well, it was a great
oh, dude,
place
I know
for people who for people who are listening
when we were underage and not allowed to.
It was a hookah bar
when we couldn't do anything. You know, super illegal underage. We went to hookah bars.
Yeah.
Illegally.
Oh yeah. All we did was you know what? No, never mind. We went to church before
yeah.
we went there.
Yeah.
But
sometimes
I
forget that we're talking
in my socks
on a podcast.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So,
but then that I'm not just like get this, dude.
Yeah, when my lady
anyways,
and I first
go
met,
on, Trey.
We, oh, sorry.
I the first time I ever really hung out with this kid and talked to this kid, first 5 minutes, he showed me some pictures on his phone, and the first 5 were just chicks' assholes. And we were like 15.
I'm not.
He's donut hole shopping. Like
Cody knows.
Not even shopping. He's a cop now.
Yeah, he is. So he pulls women over and he's like, "All right, show me that cornhole and you get no ticket."
Dude, he doesn't even have to try. He's like super Instagram famous.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to say anything about any names, but yes, he is.
Okay.
For
good
you know,
for good for him.
For physique,
I suppose.
Physique. But yeah, Trey, you think you've seen risky pictures? That was one night.
That was one night.
imagine going to a party at his high school. You think you've seen some weird shit? One time we went to a party up there by the Ye Olde Lake, and they were like, dude, it's not even a real party until someone gets stabbed or shot. And I was like, what? Forgot about it.
What?
I need to leave.
we go into the party. I go down to the basement. First thing I fucking see, two dudes with ankle monitors on. I'm like, what the fuck?
This is where part one is fulfilled.
Like, how are you even? Why would you even?
They just don't care.
Cody saw some hot dog. Dude,
half of me. Half of me was tempted to just get some scissors and walk up and cut it off and be like, suck a dick.
But, you're free.
A couple hours go by, standing in the kitchen, and I hear, oh, someone got stabbed. And a couple of my friends walked in, and they're like, time to leave.
Time to go.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. Let's get the fuck out of here. And then I definitely didn't drive really hammered home.
Oh, okay.
I was responsible.
You are a responsible man.
Good job. Yes. Hey, man, I was in the thing. I used to call that car the lead sled. I was like, if anything's happened to me, it's really happened to the other person, too.
I remember when you got T-boned in that thing.
Yeah, and I moved not even an inch. Fucking asshole.
The other car's in like 80,000 pieces across the street.
Man, it was leaving a private school. I got T-boned. And, the fucked up part about it is this lady lived like a couple blocks down, and when her family heard that it happened and she was involved, her whole entire family showed up. It was like 30 people.
No.
I was like, mother. They were like, what happened? I was like, I was just driving.
Well, clearly she hit me.
She goes, I didn't see him. I'm like, I am in a 2006 Chevrolet Tahoe. There's no way.
They saw you from fucking space without a telescope. There's no way she didn't see you.
I'm like, Ray Charles is like, watch out for the Tahoe. You know what I mean? And she's like, oh, I didn't see him. Anyways, the cop shows up. He goes, he takes her statement. He comes back, he takes mine. And before he even says anything, he's like, all I know is what she told me doesn't fucking add up. And I was like, well, you'll really dig this part. And I told him my part, and he goes, yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
I was like, yeah. You think I'm fucking stupid? He's like, no. She's fucking stupid. Yeah. Anyways, I'm a proud owner / creator of a new left turn lane and an addition of a light there.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, very good. So if you somehow know what I'm talking about and you get stuck at that light there, fuck you and everybody you know.
Fuck them all.
My Tahoe says thank you.
Oh, man. That thing does say thank you. That thing has some... I'm going to be real with you. Pretty, I mean, unreal shit happened in that thing.
Oh, I remember. Cody.
Because you used to be able to trade. Remember that thing? You used to be able to lay this...
Yeah, remember out? When...
Ah, yes. In the
remember
back.
Remember when we were driving around Subaru. Over by RV and we had your big, big bong in the back seat and the cop pulled us over for your insurance?
Oh, my God.
Remember that? And he was like, nice bong, privilege. Have a good day.
I mean, he didn't say nice bong, but he might as well have. Hey, dude, okay, you're telling me that you're going to smell it, okay? Yeah. The thing had – so it was like, I don't know, at least the size of my dick, so 12 inches.
More like 36.
Yeah, full solid 3 feet. Are we talking centimeters? Yeah. Anyways,
fucking accent.
Canadian.
Are we talking centimeters?
Are we talking a centimeter?
It's Saskatoon, you guys.
I'm a Saskatoon. Oh man, Grown Ups. I love that movie.
Oh yeah.
What was I talking about?
Your bong and your dick.
Oh yeah, it was green. It was green. And
your dick.
My dick. Yeah.
Hulk. Okay.
Hulk.
Damn it.
That's what happens when you stay out at sea for more than 3 weeks. So we're hitting this bong, and it was hands down the stinkiest thing in the world because we used to hit it in my dorm room.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
And in there it reeked too, but everyone just didn't say shit. And
we'll stab a motherfucker.
So we're hitting it, and I like look in my rearview mirror, and I see there's a cop, and I'm like, shit. Wrap it up in like a towel, or was it a jersey?
No, dude, it had like you had like a sleeve backpack thing for it. Remember?
Oh yeah, that black case, yeah. Steven. You know, a case for an instrument where you open it and it's got a felt and like a cutout for it? Did you have one for your bong?
That's fucking incredible.
I still have it. It's at my dad's house. This is the most Colorado story in the world. People who aren't from here are going to be like, what the fuck
are you talking about?
Is this what they do out there?
Jesus Christ. This guy. And yeah, what? Anyways, he pulls us over and I'm like, fuck. I don't know. Cops just weird me out. I never get in trouble with them, but they weird me out.
Dude, same. But, always.
But I mean, other than that, when I got an MIP, but that's neither here nor there.
What the fuck does that stand for?
Minor in possession.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Obviously, yeah, you were a goody two shoes, Steven. I'm just kidding.
You know it. I could cry my way out of a parking ticket.
I just ran.
Dude, if you
want to
talk about that, I have a great story about that. But he pulls us over and he's like, license registration. And I'm like, all right, here you go. And
like, fuck, fuck, fuck.
I'm pretty sure as I rolled my window down, there's like smoke coming out of my face.
Oh, it was bad. We just
it's like that
smoking.
Scene from
looking
scary
like the thriller video okay. shoot.
We were so yeah, high like we couldn't see in the car. We're like, what's the speed limit sign, man?
Yeah, my speed was yeah. broken. It was.
Yeah,
but,
it was.
It was definitely was. 100%. I learned to drive and drove no all my high school career with no speedometer.
I was like, it's Cody, how fast are we going? You're like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Dude, that's some big dick energy right there.
So he asks us, he goes, do you know how fast you're going? And I go, no. And he's like, really?
I literally couldn't tell you.
He's like, really? I'm like, oh, fuck, I think 35, 40. This feels like 35, almost 40. And he's like, 55.
Really? Oh,
and I
fuck.
Was like, oh, I'm going downhill. And he's like, that's not the speed I'm concerned about. You're doing just fine. What I'm concerned about is the crackheads.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
In the car?
He's like, in this neighborhood, we get like at least 10 calls a week about crackheads and people speeding.
And stealing and I was the like, insurance shit, remember?
Yeah.
He handed
he
him
goes,
like three.
People. Yeah. I'm like, here's like three. So you know that I get re-up. and he's like, yeah, people. He's like, crackheads break into the cars around here and they steal the insurance cards. And I was like, I'm really well, yeah. high. Okay.
What
I'm
a,
like,
what a
I'm
wild move.
We're like, thanks, Dr.
Baked.
Phil.
And I'm like, That's
like I will not
cool,
think
man.
About anything else for the next 54 hours. Thank you.
He looks at us. He goes, you're good kids.
Good kids.
Just make sure you get home and don't speed through here. Everyone's a real dick. I was like,
he looked like right at the bong, too, because it was sitting in the middle.
Yeah. He looked in the back. Yeah. He looked in the back and made eye contact with it.
Was it just you two
yeah,
in the
it
car?
Was just, it was me in the yeah. passenger seat, oh, and Jesus Cody Christ. Was like, halfway in the back in the driver's seat.
I live my life a quarter mile at the time.
And I'm like, at the time I was a little bit short. I was like, yeah, I'm 5'8". I give a fuck.
This is how I roll.
There's no speedometer, no
problem. Cody's like, yeah, the driver actually ran away as soon as we got stopped, you know? He's not in the car anymore.
Oh, man, you want to talk about a weird fucking experience. That was weird. But when I got my MIP, I got pulled over by a bike cop. And there's nothing more emasculating than that.
Like, not even a motorcycle, like a bike
yeah.
bike?
Yeah, fucking dual pedal.
Like 21 Jump Street.
Bitch ass. A Schwinn. I got pulled over by a homie on a Schwinn.
Most British thing I've ever heard.
Dude, everyone sees the lights. No one sees the fucking bikes that preempt the lights.
You can see the
and,
short.
I'm though. The only jackass carrying vodka, and I wasn't even drinking. Oh, my God. I was like, yeah, I'll carry your vodka. I'm not drinking.
Yeah.
Because I was like, my liver hurts. Because it did. And I was like, I'm not going to drink tonight. And they're like, whatever. And I was like, I just got done being drunk. Give me 2 fucking hours. And I'm carrying it. And he pulls up. And you know that sound bikes make? I hear that. He turns
you know, like
goes,
squirrels do.
Yeah, right. And you're like, give me a fucking nut. I wanted to give him my nut. He rolls up, and the first thing he says is he goes, please run. Please. I hope you run. I was like, what the fuck? My buddy, I don't want to say his name because I don't know what he's doing now. But he was on our D1 track team, and he sees this person and fucking takes off quick as shit because he's fucking fast. And he's like, who was that? What the fuck? which one of you ran away? You're all going to tell me. And everyone looks at each other and we go, I don't know. He's a freshman. We don't like him.
He goes, fuck this
guy. He goes, oh, really? We're like, yeah, he just joined the group. We don't know. He's like, oh, well, he ran away. What the fuck? Anyways, I'm the only one who gets the fucking ticket because I'm the only one carrying the alcohol. And I'm like, I'm not even drunk. He's like, that's besides the point. They make me go to a class, which was the most entertaining part out of the entire thing.
I can only imagine it was like when I had to take a parenting class after I got out of my court custody battle with my kid. Like, I know how to do this.
I used to do parenting classes when I was an intern. So they make me go to the university, and the university holds this like 6-hour fucking class. And we sit down, and it's everybody in the school who got an MIP, so it's everyone you know from partying. What's up?
Cody!
Yeah, they're like, hey, man. They got you too? Yeah.
Bastards. And,
sitting down, and they're like, so we're here today not because we're mad that you got caught. We're just upset because you don't know how not to get caught, and that's what we care about. And I'm like, what? And we spent the next 6 hours or however long it was talking about ways not to get caught and why we thought we got caught and what we're going to do to not get caught.
One person at least suggested the fact of Keister in it, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I was probably the first person. Let's boof it.
Right up the butthole.
Yeah, I'm loose.
Just like that hot dog.
Dude, oh my god. I haven't seen hot dog in a minute. God, fuck it. I'll tell you his nickname. It's Swerve.
Swerve. He didn't swerve that time, though.
His new nickname is Oscar.
Fuck. What a good time.
What a story. Like, what school. A fucking story. Fucking high school. Jesus Christ. Like,
I mean, some places are more savage than others. Like, when I went to Sandy Lake, because I played hockey there, because A-West didn't have any hockey, faggots. I went there, and the first couple girls we hung out with, within 5 minutes, were like, you guys want head? I was like, what the fuck is
No, happening? But who are you?
What a magical life you guys must have lived in
high school. I said yes.
Because I wasn't getting any of that attention. It's like, hey, do you want to sing this major triad chord with us? And I'm like,
what?
Really? Trey, you want to tell them the Domino's story or the Blackjack story?
This has been alluded to on this podcast for a while, but now that we're not using names, fucking fire away.
I know, right? I feel like there's just a newfound glory. Because I'm used to being like, Kyle did this, Kevin came. Yeah. I was like, what's up, Kevin?
Speaking of Kevin's, Kevin Hart, man. I hope he's okay.
Yeah, and all real, like, reality, though.
Yeah, shout out to Kevin Hart.
Recovery.
Yeah.
Anyways,
he wrecked his big wheel.
What? Shut up. What's that?
You fucking prick.
What's good, Trey? Let's hear it.
Oh, about Domino or Blackjack?
I know. I always thought it was Domino's, but then I'm like, breadsticks.
I was like, nah, it's next to Discount Tire.
Steven, you remember where everybody used to go behind the Dairy Queen to get breadsticks and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Domino's.
Oh, dude. Fuck. I did it too.
Blackjack. Yeah,
see?
Blackjack, motherfucker.
Even, I swear to God, there were times when I would order food from Blackjack and say Domino's, and they'd be like, yeah. No, dude. And I'd be like, sorry. All pizza is
you
Domino's.
Guys are, yeah, all pizza's Domino's or Pizza Hut.
It's right next to Discount Tire.
So yeah, I know exactly where you're talking about.
Where most of our graduating class works.
Cody, all I really remember is we ordered a large pizza with some breadsticks, and then we went out back.
I don't even think we got the large pizza.
I don't think we got any of it. I don't think we got
I think
of
we
it.
Just dipped.
Yeah. This girl and took us out back and we got.
How did we meet her?
I think she worked there.
I don't. So the scenario was I used to spend. What you would do in high school is you would have different off periods for lunch. Steven, I'm sure you know this, but for people who are listening, they might not. And Trey and I, this 1 year, had it. Every year it was like Trey and I had an off period. Together, two off periods. 1 year we had first and seventh off together. You want to talk about dumb shit?
Yeah.
Anyways.
You show up to school early just to do dumb shit at school.
This year was the year that we had a lunch and then an off period. So I think it was like fifth off.
Yeah.
And there's somehow this girl in there that we somehow know. I don't know. Did we party with her or something?
I think, yeah, we must have.
My brain is like, fuck those parts. The important parts, what happened?
Yeah, next? I blocked out everything except for the good part, okay?
This honestly seems, the more I talk about it, this seems like something that you would not believe.
something that we should have gotten stabbed by a jealous boyfriend after.
I should have Snapchatted it, but Snapchat doesn't exist.
It didn't exist, no. Yeah. I think we just got Facebook.
Horrifying.
God, anyways, Trey and I are in the back, and we're like, yeah, we're down to see them.
And she literally just lifts her shirt up. She's like, so what do you think?
And it was one of those moments where you're like, what the fuck is happening? You know, because most people go behind buildings to buy, like, I don't know, drugs.
Yeah. Right. We were like Beavis and Butthead, dude. We're like, oh, whoa.
I feel like goat noises.
We know you're into bestiality, Steven.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all on my mind. You're talking about better. Going behind a building. You guys see a girl. I see a cow.
I feel a cow.
Yeah. Cody, which would you rank better, blackjack or the bar mitzvah?
Damn, finish the blackjack story, then tell the bar mitzvah one.
So we get the best lunch ever.
Yeah.
One of the best lunches ever. There was one lunch, Trey and I went back to this girl's house. And as Trey's sitting in her living room eating Taco Bell, I'm upstairs. Ah, yeah.
You guys turned on the bathtub too, and you could really hear the water, and all you heard was, "Oh yeah, yeah." And I'm like, "This is a good sandwich, guys."
Trey's sitting there watching True TV, like, "I hope they catch the serial killer." I'm like, "Fuck."
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, you're like murdering up there. Oh, yeah. Everything's fine. Yeah.
I was upstairs clapping cheeks. Oh, leave me alone.
It's so fucking funny that you turned the tub on.
There was a time Cody cover. And I had.
Some of the dumb shit. You know how many times I probably got caught back in the day? What are you saying, Trey?
Remember when we were both dating wonderful women at the time, and we were hanging out at my house, and the girl I was with, her and I started going into the TV room, and next thing I know, Cody and his lady like disappeared, and I went to go to my bedroom
to go
get some stuff out of my room.
Guys, you're not getting anything out of that room.
And all I heard was just my headboard banging. You're going nowhere. And I was like, yeah, son of a bitch. And then he came.
2 minutes
shirt.
Later, I hear sweating, right? Because yeah. Trey's room has this window right there. I hear sweating. Yeah. Fucking Nikki is in the backyard. He's through the window. I don't hear much moaning. You're not doing too good, Thompson. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
It's like, how's it going in there, huh?
Nice. I'm like, Jesus drop. Christ. I had to be going. Dude, I was what? Hold on. 15? Not...
Younger,
right, Trey?
I don't know, dude. We were pretty young. I was driving my.
Anyways, I think I still have that shirt.
No, I still have it.
Someone's wearing that shirt recently. That
it was dropped off at the Goodwill, and there's a big stain on the shoulder. And he's like, "Oh no, it's just a pen."
Someone's at a job interview right now in that shirt. Yeah, I can do real good.
Someone did.
What's the stain? Don't worry about it.
It's been here for fucking 15 years.
The irony is that in that room, I had another experience kind of like that, but with a different girl. Trey's room was good to me.
Yeah, my room was great to both of us, unfortunately.
In so many good ways. Unfortunately, what wasn't good to that room was the hookah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad.
Did you guys catch it on fire or something? Like the rug or something?
Definitely burnt through the carpet, but it yeah, was because yeah. My dad like kicked in the door and was like, "What the fuck are you guys doing?"
Kicks in the door. Who the fuck?
We just throw the coals at him. We're like, "Die! Dude. What the fuck?"
Knowing convincingly that Trey's dad will never listen to this, his dad was like Barney Fife.
Yeah, my dad was
like
red
within
form.
Two Your dad terrified. Within still 2 degrees of knowing the whole truth.
Yeah.
He knew a little bit.
Didn't know all of it.
Not the whole thing.
Yeah. He knew 80%.
And I knew. He knew just enough to where if he answered or if he called us, we would have the right answers.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I don't know.
Her house, whatever, whoever we're at. Who are you with? just us. Realistically, yeah. There's like 300 people. Show me your tits. Oh, yeah, we're all good.
Almost hit by a car that a drunk woman's driving.
This brings up a good point. The other day, I was sitting there thinking that the impact that Project X had on me and my high school career, I don't think that there's another movie that's going to be like that.
It went far, dude. It took us far.
You're telling me that movie, I remember it to this day. That movie came out and the party that we had that next day. I think I lost 25,000 brain cells that day.
I thought I was going to lose my shit when I came down into my basement and everybody was like smoking prime times in my basement. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, you can't
not even
go
in
outside.
The bathroom.
No, they were and they were ashing on the carpet. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Dude,
it was one of those nights. Conveniently, the weekend that came out was the weekend that Trey's parents were gone for like a week.
Oh, they were in South Dakota. Yeah.
That was like prime example, right? That tore across the nation. You know, the day after everyone saw that movie, houses were destroyed, like absolutely destroyed.
People got sued.
If they weren't, you're a pussy. Yeah. Like,
so me,
I don't. So, wow,
I saw that movie in theaters, and then no one invited me. So there's that. There's Steven's sad story of the day.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fine.
I was never the invite guy. I was just,
no.
Anyways,
no.
What was lit though was that shit. Oh, I can't even. To this day, when I hear that soundtrack, I think everybody we knew, Trey, had that soundtrack downloaded.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't, it was like, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Is your dick in your pants for no reason? No, use it.
I still do.
I actually got a couple of stories. So alluding to when you said that, like the hookah one where your dad almost caught you.
He caught me.
I was hanging. Oh, well, okay. He did catch you. I was at my parents' old house. We had this shed where I had band practice. And we'd...
down the street?
Yeah, the one off of Miller,
yeah.
Like close to your place.
Yeah, the cool shed that Bill built.
Yeah, exactly. But we'd hold like band practices one night. It was like a couple of my friends. Actually, one of them, a friend of the show, used to be on the podcast a decent amount, was John. John Hildebrandt. I will drop his name because I know he would tell this story if he was on here. But and then another guy.
I will do it here,
and
motherfucker.
We it was like fucking like 11:30 at night. We thought my parents were asleep because they'd always go to bed early. And so we started like smoking cigarettes in there, and we snuck a couple of fucking Miller's Light. And we were like drinking them, and I remember we were sitting
how
there just
fucking
shooting the shit.
Did you feel? Were you like, dude, this is the. I'm wearing my Converse, skinny black jeans.
You're like,
my
this
ears
is
are
me.
Kids. I'm drinking.
You just described the other dude that was there. He wore Converse, skinny black jeans.
What's funny is I hate to interrupt, but I had a roommate in college named Tommy who was to a T that person.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd come home at like 4 p.m. He's playing guitar menacingly. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In his bed. I'm like, Jesus, Tommy, find a different chord. Go up. Go up. 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 Pop punk. Something. Give me a break.
Yep. But we're sitting there and everything, and then all of a sudden we hear like footsteps outside, and so we're like, fuck, someone's coming. And so we put out our cigarettes, and we had the windows open, fans blowing through the window, so it was pulling the smoke out, but it of course not really the smell. And so like the door swings open, and it's it was my stepdad, and he's standing in the fucking doorway, and John Hildebrandt just like kicks his fucking beer over, just knocks it over, and it hits the ground, and it does what, you know, fucking beer does, and it just foams up.
Yeah.
And it's sitting there, and then he talks to us. He's like, all right, well, you guys gotta, you know, go to bed eventually. And he like turns around and walks off like he knew. And then we both looked at John. We're like, you fucking inbred asshole. Like,
sit on it next time.
You're
dude.
Older than all of us. Can you keep it together?
You know, I'm just picturing John listening to this going, what?
Yeah. He would laugh. He would fucking laugh. But so, like, besides that, I don't know if I ever. So there was.
Do you not
like
have
one...
that as intense stories?
No. Not that's what I was actually
what
saying.
What world did you live in, Stephen?
A very sad
a
world.
One.
A very sad, depressing world. To be honest, I'd spent a lot of my times when I wasn't hanging out with my friends writing.
Is that why you're in a punk band? Or
it was.
Yeah, the world deserves some of it.
That's why I fucking learned to scream and do that shit. It's just because I was like, hey
everything
fun.
Hurts. But
you're like, yeah. With the sickness,
why are
dude?
You hurting?
I couldn't do it. do it.
Way back when, in 1970 something.
On Ocean Avenue.
Yeah. Where I killed a couple. You fill in that the blank. Means I killed two.
But yeah, I never got it. I always tell people, like, they're like, oh, what'd you do? Would you fucking party? I'm like, no, I didn't. I never got invited. Like, I just, if people would talk about party. I remember the closest I got was you. I was sitting next
fucking
to
fucking wheelchair Rob got a hand job.
Yeah, exactly.
No one got a hand job in cargo shorts since NOM, all right?
There was a couple of times I got invited by, God, I don't want to say their first name. I'll say their first name. I won't preface it. Trey, you might have invited me to a couple.
And just Steven's like, we may or may not have been at a KKK rally.
Jesus Christ.
I can't see fucking shit.
Look, we're
shit.
All tied up for tonight.
Getting a horse, see? That's all that fucking matters.
Yeah. He's like, can we all be nice? My wife did this out of the goodness of her heart, okay?
I'm not. Look, we all appreciate the bags over the head. Okay, yes. What we're saying is it's cutting two fucking holes in a bag. All right,
I can do it better than that.
Fuck you guys.
Please stop.
God, I love Django.
Anyways, Steven.
No, but I think I got invited one time by a couple of the girls in high school, and like it was. So I got invited by someone that just recently got engaged. So good for her. Happy engagement.
Oh, who's she engaged to?
I'll drop his first name, Andrew.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. So I got invited, and
boy, do I have stories about this man.
So like I'll drop her, just the first names for the sake of the argument. One, they're probably not listening. No. Two, they probably wouldn't care.
Don't say her name because everyone knows her. I know, okay, it doesn't seem like it, but in middle school and elementary school and some of high school, she was very popular.
No, I know. And so so after I got invited, I started talking to the other people who were going to go, and they literally were like, yeah, you shouldn't go. And I'm like, why? And they're like, you're not the kind of person that would have fun. And I'm like,
what the fuck?
All right, I'll go write a song on my acoustic guitar. But yeah, no, I literally got invited and got uninvited. So
like promptly?
Like within like the same
Who uninvited
class.
You? Same person who invited you?
No. No, it was her blonde friend that they were close back in high school. I'll
oh,
say
God.
That.
Was it my girlfriend?
Starting with a J?
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Jaden?
Yeah.
Jaden?
I don't like Jaden, so I'm going to say her.
Yeah.
Fuck Jaden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man.
one of my first days in middle school, she like – I wore all black because fuck the world. And she looked
come
back,
to my side, my brother. And
yeah, she looked.
He was waiting.
We meet on Thursdays.
We wear all black, clearly.
Look for the decapitated goats. You're halfway there.
She didn't know me and didn't know that I had friends with everybody there, you know? So she looked back and she's like, you're the new kid. And I was like, fuck you. And ever since that day,
just eternal hate.
Fuck her.
She's always been nice to me, except for that one time.
Dude,
except for that one
nice.
Time, she's always been nice to me. So, but anyway, so like I just, and then I hear
the Melissa Bell of AWS.
Oh, God. yeah, pretty much.
Train knows what I'm saying.
No, I know what you guys are saying too.
Dude, what's fucked up is one of them has a baby and is married, and the other one about to get married.
Yeah.
They did the old switcheroo, dude.
Funny how life works. God.
No switch. What? They did the old get the fuck out of here and get, that's leaving the party early. Steven got halfway to the party and had a kid.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say.
Steven didn't even show up.
He didn't get invited to any.
Yeah, I didn't get invited to the party.
Steven was having enough fun in his basement drinking Red Bull.
He was like, please, I hope it's true that these don't do anything bad to your sperm. And then, you know.
Oh, God.
I think you might have came inside of me. Don't worry, I drank so much Red Bull. I'm pretty
all
sure
the cigarettes of it would come out of the bull.
Yeah, all the cigarettes, all fucking
Do you know how
Miller
tight
lights?
My jeans are during the day? There's no way.
There's no way these bad boys are escaping. They're coming out without tails. They're just kind of sad blobs.
The screams aren't coming from my mouth.
If we do have a kid, trust me. It won't be impressive. And they're like, what?
And then Steven's like, by the way, my kid's birthday was last week.
Oh, dude, that was a blast. Dude,
yeah,
that was a blast.
Yeah, what'd you guys do?
So we, because I do have to start wrapping it up soon for tonight, unfortunately. But,
the bodies or the podcast?
Both.
Dude, you know how much work it is to find a body of water to dump them in?
Yeah, dude. Tough time, especially
Stanley
out here.
Lake.
Stanley Lake. Train, I know, because what? We may or may not have buried some butt. You know what?
Okay. That or
we
Sloan's
just don't worry about it.
We did,
but what we did is we went down to the Springs and we did Dark Wars, which is like laser tag with Nerf guns,
literally guns.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I was the only survivor.
That is the most grunge thing I've ever heard. What did you do this weekend? Played paintball, but with real guns.
Real guns, yeah. And it wasn't in a paintball arena.
It was at a mall.
Yeah. You're like we. It was take your dad to school day.
Did we just make a mass shooter joke?
Oh boy!
Well, once it started rolling, Sue we just couldn't stop it.
Yeah. How was your weekend, Craig?
Yeah.
Really busy.
Yeah.
Fucking shoot me, I dare you.
Can you believe that guy that's still missing? No way.
Crazy story.
Like, well, we got to go now.
Would you meet me behind my tool shed about 4:03 in the morning? All right, thanks.
That's a specific
Who do you think
time.
It is?
Yeah, exactly. Don't ask questions. But Jesus. No, it was a good time because since it's a military town, all the dads were hyper-competitive military guys. Holy shit, dude. Fun as fuck. I saw this one dude that was jacked in a Seattle Seahawks, like head to toe, and he had a modified Nerf gun, and he lit this little girl up. I mean, from fucking ankle to like tip of like the crown of her skull, like, and he goes, "You're fucking out!" And the girl's like, "Okay, Dad, I'm sorry."
PTSD comes back. He grabs a grenade and actually throws it.
He's like, "Last time one of them towel heads got me, never again."
I like how we said we cover the NFL on this podcast. That's not happening. Oh man. So since we do gotta wrap things up, everybody.
Like a towel head.
Yeah, we gotta wrap it up.
That's horrible. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Yeah, I laughed. I figure we can kind of detail. We announced something on our social media called 5280 Enterprises. And yes. Cody, I'm going to let you take the lead on describing this because I will fuck the words up if I try.
Okay, cool. I'm going to muck the fuck up. What's good. All it is this pretty much what we're going to use to distribute all sorts of different podcasts. So this was supposed to be about football, but it ended up not being about football. When that happens, we definitely need to have a different, because there's probably some 45-year-old man sitting there going, "They didn't talk about Patrick Mahomes fucking once."
Yeah.
All I learned about was titties, blackjack,
breadsticks, and the KKK.
I'm
which
fucking
I knew a lot about.
Yeah, I'm hungry, horny, and late to my meeting.
America.
All it is it's just going to give us an opportunity to be able to view and listen to a bunch of different topics that maybe we don't want to talk about certain days. Steven and Mason, you guys can talk about video games. Trey and I, wieners and dicks. You know what I mean?
But everybody's like, that's the same
welcome
thing.
Welcome to Hot Dog 5280.
Yeah. We're live with Hot Dog. Tell me. What's
this week's picture?
You just hear him in the back.
You motherfucker, I hate you so good.
Anyways, just be on the lookout for new podcasts, new material dropping soon. Also, we're going to bring some fucking new shirts. They're coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Merch.
They're coming.
Merch.
We're going to use Steven as the model because he's honestly the skinniest.
Debatable. The Italian's starting to catch up.
What do you mean debatable? You're like 30% pesto at this point?
Yeah.
30% pesto, the rest is fucking, I don't know,
marinara or fucking whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. My legs are breadsticks.
I wasn't going to say something, but I mean, you know, he did squirt out a kid, so he's full of cum, too.
Extra. But yeah, that's all it is. It's pretty much like, think of it like Barstool Sports. Barstool Sports does a different variety of things. Shit that some people you never hear on. Hopefully one day there's a podcast where you don't have to hear me, Trey, or Steven, and it's some other jabronis.
Yeah.
Fuck them
but
already.
Let's be honest. They want to hear us.
Well,
yeah,
even
but,
if
yeah,
there's
you know
anybody
saying?
Out there that's trying to produce a podcast right now and doesn't know how to do it or what steps to take.
What we're heavily considering, them. Though, is Twitch. There is somebody who is serious about Twitch, and we're going to definitely open up a YouTube channel here in a minute.
Yes.
where eventually we're going to have to get us together once a month and make a fucking video pod.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll have to do, I think one of the biggest things is we want to tackle is at least once a month doing a live podcast, or even that's a live stream on YouTube, or that could be a, you know, we could go on Facebook Live. We just want to get more video content pushed into it, because we want to build a brand, not just stick into the one area of sports. Because as you can see, like on days like today, where, you know, we have all intentions to talk about the NFL, but then we just start flying off the rails, and here we are, you know, over an hour in, and we've talked about the NFL for about 7 seconds, which is fine, because that's a big part of why we're trying to expand into the 5280 enterprises, is because that way we don't have to stress that, say, a Wednesday pod goes just into story time, and we're talking about, like, just, you know, basically being a comedy podcast about, like, personal stuff we've all been through, because then, you know, we do that, but then, you know, the next day we can come out with that hard-hitting, you know, reviews of games and talking about that kind of stuff.
It's late night with Smack Talk 5280.
I got it.
And you better cherish it, because we cut out randomly. Go on.
This is the last time you'll hear us in this type of format, too, motherfuckers. So get it all you can.
So yeah, Mason's right going to jail. Right before I cut out there at the end, sorry again, audio dropped. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of those different topics where we can jump in for, and, you know, you might get shorter shows. You may only get like a 30 to 45 minute recap of the NFL or something like that. Or if we want to do a hockey podcast, we could always do something like that. But then we could also, Cody, do you want to drop the name of
absolutely,
the idea?
Absolutely.
Okay. So breaking news here.
That in it.
That's copyright.
Not show me your titties, please.
We did different.
Yeah, right. Come on.
All right, go ahead.
The new pod, drum roll, Trey, is called Two Dicks, One Butt.
No,
it's called the Silver Bullet.
Don't talk about the Cowboys that way.
Which is going to be awesome, because it's going to be titled the TSB. Mm-hmm. We're going to make some shirts with the shit on it. It's going to be me, Steven, and Trey. Hopefully Steven can come on the show more frequently, but me and Trey are the hosts.
All right.
What we're going to do is kind of how we did the TikTok segment today. We're going to play dumbass videos, describe them, talk about them, laugh about them, do dumb shit, talk about dumb stories. Steven, you got to up your dumb story game.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're right. I do got to get – I mean, I got some decent ones, but it's never to the point of, like, the craziness that you guys have. So I really need to dig
deep
and figure out some stuff.
And that's what this podcast is going to be about. What's great about this is Steven is also going to have a podcast of his own, which we still haven't titled yet, but that's Steven's avenue, and he's going to talk about video games, music, stuff like that.
Gay guys
stuff that
coming
he's
on to
Gucci
him.
With.
I was thinking about, yeah. I think it was, yeah. So if anyone that knows me, and for those of you that don't, I used to be in a bunch of metal bands and everything, so I'm pretty up to date on that style of music. So I was even thinking about doing like an album review or like a song reaction and stuff like that. Basically just ideas for that. And then video games, you know, I could talk to like length's end about, like, and it's not just like, I thought this video game was good, I thought this was garbage. It's also like, you know, following the updates of, like, say, you know, in the past we talked about Fallout 76's issues and how they fixed them, is just bringing updates for that and like tackling that part of the video game world, and just kind of doing a, you know, half and half of a podcast. So I think it's this whole idea is we just want to branch out, so we're not just known as a sports podcast. Smack Talk 5280 will be here in what form it's going to be in after, you know, this branch off. I mean, I think we can still cover the NFL.
It's going to be like a weekly catch up show on SportsCenter. Talk about sports.
Yeah,
really
exactly.
Quick. It's literally going to be 10. Mostly sports centered. So the reason we're giving you this update is because if you want to hear these dumb stories, guess what, motherfucker? The Silver Bullet is coming, and so is Trey and Cody is. On each other.
Oh, right for your head.
It's winter, and it's not even December yet.
Snowing in the mountains.
Snowing. All right. Well, guys, thank you for hanging tight with us and waiting. You know, like a month. For us to get back out there. Keep updated. We're going to be a lot more active on our social media platforms, and we mean that this time, because we're going to be tackling a few more shows and more video content coming soon. We'll
stay
keep you
tuned
updated.
Because the first Broncos home game, we'll start posting stuff down at the stadium, and we're going to be at every home game. So check us out if you want to know more about that as well.
Absolutely. And we're going to try to be a bit more active too in our personal accounts, in the sense of, like, you know, on my Facebook, I might be posting like polls and ideas and basically redirecting you to the Smack Talk 5280 page for sports. We're going to make an overarching page for.
Just tell them the truth, man. You're going to be posting meetings, summary of meetings, where to get your robe cleaned. It's sick. All right.
Right.
It's fucking sick.
Oh, God. Everyone in Alabama will be very pleased.
Oh, man. Could you imagine our four listeners in Alabama are like, fucking sons of bitches.
This is fucking awesome.
Right. Motherfucker, fuck my cut. Silly. Get over here.
Get over here, boy.
Quit running.
All right, guys. I think that'll do it for tonight. Thank you so much. Pay attention to those social media pages and more announcements. We'll get an overarching page for 5280 Enterprises up soon. And just keep in touch with us. Communicate.
Don't touch us.
Let us know what shows you'd like. Yeah.
No. I am
good
love it.
All right, guys. From everyone here, have a great night. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of Smack Talk 5280. You know, we live and die with your guys' support. We really appreciate all the people that have reached out to us and given us your questions to talk about on the show, any kind of topic ideas or answers, or some of the few guys that have came on with us. We really appreciate your support. But we want to grow the Smack Talk 5280 crew and following as much as possible. The bigger we get, the better podcasts we can bring you. And the more support that we have, the better quality we're going to have. So my mission to you guys is to go out there and tell a friend and a family member and possibly a coworker as well about our show. If you think they'd enjoy Smack Talk 5280, have them go like it, subscribe to it, share it, listen to it, and review it. Go on Apple Podcasts and give us a quick review on what you think. And then like us on our Twitter, our Facebook, and our Instagram. Our Twitter handle is capital S, capital M, capital C, capital T, lowercase a, lowercase l, lowercase k, 5280 1, and that's for Twitter. So Smack Talk 5280 1 on Twitter. On our Facebook and our Instagram, it is capital S, capital M, capital C, capital T, lowercase a, lowercase l, lowercase k, 5280. So that's SMCTALK 5280 on Instagram. Go follow us on like there, get involved, comment, like, subscribe, everything you guys could possibly do. Because with your support, we can make this one of the best podcasts we can possibly make it. Thank you guys so much for your support. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.